Ladies and gentlemen, last week, due to a mechanical difficulty, the opening words of our concert were temporarily lost to posterity. We give them to you now. Greetings, music lovers, and also those of you who don't know A-flat from bull fiddle. This is your chairman, Dr. Gino Hamilton, whose first name is spelled G-O-L-D-E-N, capital B-A-N-T-A-M, presiding at a... Having given you what you missed last week, we will now begin tonight's concert of the no-doubt world-renowned Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street. Greetings, music lovers, and also those of you who think Mozart's opera, Così fan tutti, is the name of a bubble dancer. Tonight, I am joined by Dr. Henry Levine, Maestro Paul Laval, and Mademoiselle Diane Courtney in welcoming you to another musical gala. As guest vocal group, we are honored to have with us a foursome composed of Professors Harry Von Zell, Ben Grauer, George Hicks, and Mark Hawley, widely known in classical circles as the Tonsorial Twitterbugs Quartet. As solo instrumentalist, we will present the world-famed virtuoso Dr. Nunzio Tutz Mandello, who, while learning to play the saxophone over the neighbor's protest, also won fame as an escape artist. But the audience has become hushed and expectant, doubtless fascinated by Dr. Levine's efforts to walk a straight line. Maestro Paul Laval mounts the podium, and our concert begins with one of his own works, The March of the Goons. To learn that Mademoiselle Diane Courtney is a graduate of one of the best-known conservatories in all New England. After she graduated, however, she turned to popular music and began to sing with gusto and abandon, being billed on club dates as the Gusto, Courtney, and Abandon Trio. Later, the trio became a sextet by adding three singers named Eclat, Elan, and Schmaltz. Mademoiselle Courtney now demonstrates for us the vocal dexterity which won for her the wild plaudits of music lovers in London's Covent Garden. Correction, that name should be the Covent Pretzel Parlor, Brooklyn. Mademoiselle Diane Courtney singing the folk ballad Long, Long Ago.
Sing me the songs a delight had to hear long, long ago. Now that you're here, all my grief is gone. Let me forget that you've been gone so long. You love as you loved, oh, so long ago. Do you remember the path where we met?
Saxophone virtuoso Dr. Nuncio Tuts Mandello is as great in the far corners of the globe as it is in our own land. That statement should make everybody happy, since it cannot be proved one way or the other. Actually, Dr. Tuts is a musician's musician. He has played with some of America's biggest bands, and he won Metronome Magazine's contest to choose America's best first alto saxophonist. While listening to Dr. Mandello late one night in Dr. Benny Goodman's band, a long-haired critic said of him, between hiccups, quote, "Mandello makes the saxophone painless, if possible," unquote. The musicians in both our chamber groups now join Dr. Tuts Mandello in a concerto, his painless, if possible, version of Dark Eyes. Dr. Fritz Mondello until later. Dr. Henry Levine was greatly upset recently when he received a letter from one of his many admirers, an out-of-work musician and music lover who has taken out squatter's rights in the Bronx Public Library. "You should take the cure," says the letter. "You boast of your syncopation. And right here in this dictionary, it says that syncopation is an irregular procession from bar to bar." Well, the selection Dr. Levine has programmed probably will not help matters any. It is Swanee River, originally written as a schottische, but rearranged by the good doctor as a half-schottische. Dr. Levine, himself, his trumpet, and Swanee River. Society sets a record by presenting not one intermission commentator, but four, all internationally noted musicologists. They're all members of the Tonsorial Twitterbugs Quartet, operating under special license from the American Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing. Hereinafter, the Society will be referred to simply as the ASFTPAEOBQS. Professionally and artistically, the tonsorial twitterbugs are all singers, having sung continuously since they were little shavers. By hobby, they are all famous as... What is it you're famous as, gentlemen?
Radio announcer dope.
Oh, yes. They're all famous as radio announcer dopes. First, I should like to introduce Professor Harry Von Zell.
Hi, Polloy.
Professor Von Zell is a great singer, but he is very popular with commercial sponsors because when he laughs, everybody thinks it's funny. See what we mean? We now present Professor George Hicks. Professor Hicks, do you find your strenuous vocal work hard on your voice?
Oh, no, indeed, Dr. Hamilton. Not hard on our voices. You see, we sing mostly at smokers and stag tees. Our singing usually is hardest on the elbow.
I see. And here is the third member of the quartet, Professor Mark Hawley. Professor Hawley, would you tell us why the quartet insisted on singing tonight with a curtain between you and the audience?
Purely a matter of acoustics, Dr. Hamilton. Purely a matter of acoustics. Besides, we tried it with a curtain up and it ain't safe.
I see. Finally, here is Professor Bennett F. Grauer. Professor Grauer, do you feel that your singing aids in the spread of culture?
Well, I think definitely it does, Dr. Hamilton. All our audiences do get culture. You see, we're the only quartet that carries its own bouncer. Our audiences either get culture or they get.
We are now to have the rare privilege of hearing the internationally noted Tonsorial Twitterbugs Quartet with their pianist arranger, Charles Touchette.
Some drummers sat at dinner while a waitress brought them food.
They spoke to her familiarly in a manner rather rude.
Then facing her tormentors with cheeks now burning red,
she looked a perfect picture as appealingly she said, "My mother was a lady like yours you will allow, and you may have a sister who needs protection now."
Had we not all been dastardly cads, we should have regarded this girl as our very own sister. I hope that she'll forgive us and let us dedicate our remaining years to atonement for this grievous insult.
She may have seen better days when she was in her prime. She may have seen better days once upon a time. Home. Though by the wayside she fell, she may yet mend her ways.
Somewhere a mother is waiting for.
Your efforts in behalf of culture will be appreciated. Maestro Paul Lavelle now brings us his super modern version of I Dreamt I Dwelt in Harlem. Coming after the tonsorial twitterbugs, this is somewhat like one nightmare hitchhiking piggyback on another. In his arrangement of this work, Maestro Lavelle makes extensive use of the Schillinger method of applied harmonics, using so many twelfths, major sevenths, and sixteenths that his musicians begin to feel like fugitives from Stravinsky. Occasionally, on a change of pace, the maestro even uses a plain musical note. Maestro Paul Lavelle's version of I Dreamt I Dwelt in Harlem, played in a tempo de hit him again, he's still happy.
Thank you.
Courtney came to us as soloist. We promised her that her association with the society would lead to great things. We pointed out to her the great fame won by another of our proteges, Mademoiselle Dinah Shore. We are now happy to announce that Mademoiselle Courtney has received an offer. She has been invited to fill out a vacant split week as featured vocalist at the Starlight Roof, Municipal Lodging House Number 3. As a dress rehearsal for her debut, Mademoiselle Courtney now brings us the contemporary art song, The Boogly Woogly Piggy.
Lots of little piggies go to market, and they never come home. No, they never come home, because they get taken for making bacon. Once a clever piggy learned to do a jig, and he was quite in demand. Oh, not for eating, but because his boogie-woogie dancing couldn't be beaten. This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. But this little piggy was a boogie-woogie piggy, and he boogie-woogied all the way home. This little piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had none. But this little piggy was a boogie-woogie piggy, and he did the Lindy all the way home. Oink, oink, piggy, wiggly, piggy, oink, oink, boogie, 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 oink, oink. This little piggy dug two beat, thought the waltz was divine. But this little piggy was a hep little piggy, and he boogie, woogied all of the time. Piggy went to market, he went all alone. My little piggy was a naughty piggy, he boogie-woogied far from home. Help me find my piggy, where's my piggy? I want my piggy.
We'll help you find your piggy, don't cry.
That's not boogie-woogie, and that's not my piggy. That's my piggy. Come, little piggy, dig 8 feet while I take you home. My little piggy is a happy little piggy. He boogie-woogies all of the time.
As we promised you earlier, our concert is again to be honored by the supreme artistry of Dr. Toots Mondello, his alto saxophone, and your earplugs. In his first appearance, Dr. Toots played in the classical concertante style. This time, he illustrates the basic Native American rhythm, which is referred to by some musicologists as the wrong side of the track's riff. The work programmed is called Beyond the Moon, and it was written by our soloist while he occupied the first saxophone desk of the Goodman Symphony. Dr. Toots Mondello, his saxophone, and your earplugs in Beyond the Moon. Mr. Henry Hotlips Levine has just received notice that he has been deferred in the draft because of dependents. So we are now to hear a selection which is played by way of commemorating the event. Not that Dr. Levine would have minded a year in the Army. As he himself put it, with the number of my relatives, it would simply mean going from one army to another. Since the good doctor has long been practicing up on bugle calls, just in case, we are to hear his version of Bugle Woogie, a Dixieland work which opens with a bugle call played in hot foot syncopation. Bugle Woogie. Lovers, we have had the blacksmith put new shoes on another one. Next week at this time, the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street will present a special concert for the cadets and officers of the U.S. Naval Reserve training ship, the SS Prairie State, a large number of whom have been invited to attend our concert. At that time, our special guest will be the celebrated high note trumpet star, Professor Erskine Hawkins. Until then, we adjourn.
Your chairman of the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street has again been Dr. Gino Golden Bantam Hamilton. Tonight's program was heard in Canada through the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. This is the National Broadcasting Company.